It's Monday, September 17th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this here episode of the show. A Trini Lopez cover of If I Had a Hammer by Ross McManus, otherwise known as Elvis Costello's father. That's right, Elvis Costello's father apparently was in a band who made music, including on the BBC in 1963, when he covered Trini Lopez's version of If I Had a Hammer, the classic labor rights song. I was raised on the Peter, Paul, and Mary stuff. That was what my folks liked, the Peter, Paul, and Mary, so that was what I grew up with. Which is funny, because I grew up in Dallas, and Trini Lopez is a hometown boy, apparently, from Dallas. Never knew that. His version's great. I really like the Ross McManus version. Unfortunately, it's like never released at all. It's just this one song on YouTube, which you can watch. I learned about this in a recent PBS documentary about the New York Public Library system. It's basically like a fly-on-the-wall, 3.5-hour, lightly edited, just the best humanity has to offer. Just people who make the library system work, and people who go to the library, and all the different things the library does, and what the library's role is in society, and the history of the library, and it gives you so much hope for society, seeing how good all the people are. involved in the New York Public Library system. And one of the things in there, you know, some of the things they do at the Public Library here is, you know, they have speakers, they come and famous people come and they're interviewed on stage and you can go and see it. And they had a thing with Elvis Costello and he whipped out an iPad and played that YouTube video of his dad. And I was like, how have I never heard this? This is so great. So I was pretty excited about it. And I thought I'd put it on the show right up top because, hey, why not? Even though I actually wanted to play this next song first. So this next song is the song I meant to open this episode with. It's a new band from Los Angeles. They're called Cheek Face, and I love this song by them. It's called Dry Heat Nice Town, and it is super fun. It is an excellent song. So we're just going to start the show over again now with this song, and then pretend like it ended, and now I'm talking again. Hey, welcome to the Sounds of My Head. That was Cheek Face. Now we're going to hear another band. This is from London. They're called Telemann. I've played them on the show many times. I like them a lot. They kind of remind me of, like, if James was, like, a little more electric. We're going to hear two songs off their new record, Family of Aliens. First, we're going to hear Fun Destruction. Then, we're going to hear Song for a Seagull. Both are awesome songs. It's a great record. Check it out if you like these two songs. Without further ado. Now, okay, so back to reality. First up, Cheek Face, then Telemann, right now on the Sounds of My Head.
It's a dry heat. Quit everything. Do nothing. America's in retrograde on a protest sign. It's a bad wig. You shouldn't need that money anyway. $20 in the ATM, there's a $3 fee. You sound good when you're screaming. You don't need to dress up. It's laundry day anyway, and you can wear what you're wearing. You can't cover late capitalism over with makeup anymore. Plus you're richer than God and more handsome. Too good to work in a business. Too good to work for anyone. Nice town, a lot of anarchists. We're taking two of everything at the 7-Eleven. Nice town, and it will end like this. The green juice is free now. It's free now. So you think you're better than us now, because you work for a major corporation. But the truth is, you'll never be as good as us, because we're so much smarter and care way more. You're not until you are. You don't need directions. You're not saving power. You're just wasting paper towels. We don't have to march long, just until we're over injustice, patriarchy, and American imperialism. Too good to work in a business. Too good to work for anyone. Nice town, a lot of anarchists. We're taking two of everything at the 7-Eleven. Nice town, and it will end like this. The green juice is free now, is free now.
driving on the wrong side of the road. And how I got there, well, I don't know. Oh. So I'll take the notes on the holiest of ghosts while I'm selling back the books I haven't read yet.
Least for a while, and I find it hard.
right. After Cheekface and then Telemann, we heard the Los Angeles Police Department from, you're never going to believe it, Los Angeles, California. We heard the songs Grow and Hard, both off their self-titled album, Los Angeles Police Department, which, interestingly, is their second album, and also their second self-titled album. That just seems to, they don't have any other names, so they're just going to go with name of the band for name of all of our records. Pretty weird. Okay, great song, so particularly Grown. Once it gets going, like about a minute in or whatever, it turns into a really amazing song. Love it. Okay, up next, from Chile, we're going to hear a band called The Holy Drug Couple. I have played them on the show before, but not recently, I don't think. I don't remember. But they've got a new record. It's called Hyper Super Mega, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it right now. First, Incubana Telephone Line, and then Hotel Cash. Both are pretty good. Incubana Telephone Line, my favorite. The whole album, though, is pretty good. It's kind of a good background listening sort of record, I would say. More than a foreground listening record, but that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, as some people say. So here we go. Without further ado, The Holy Drug Couple, right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, there's a wholly compromised Russian asset in the White House. You can't make a little political hay out of that. He's not on our side. That's so hard. He's not on our side. Like, literally, when stuff comes up where he has to side with either our FBI and intelligence agencies, you know, from America, or what Russia says, he goes with them. Nothing? Nothing to make out of that, even though he's constantly confessing it? Here's Steve Schmidt after the summit in Helsinki.
It's the musings of an imbecile. Vladimir Putin looks across to the other podium, and what he sees standing there is a fool who's doing Vladimir Putin's bidding. Trump is what the Russians call a useful idiot, someone in service to the Russian Federation, either unwitting or wittingly.
The Democrats, as usual, are making a molehill out of a mountain. The FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice. Let's remember, these are the thousands and thousands of America's most dedicated public servants. The straight arrows who protect us. He attacks them. He's not on our side. How about this for a slogan? We're not socialists, you're traitors.
La 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 Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Right, let's catch up one last time. What you just heard, two mashups in a row by the one, the only, Go Home Productions, otherwise known as Mark Vidler from Northampton in the United Kingdom. He is a mashup extraordinaire. I love this guy. I've loved him forever, but I don't know why I'm playing this, actually. I feel like I had some justification lined up, and now I've forgotten what it was. So I did recently read a really excellent interview with Billy Joel in the New York Times, because I love Billy Joel, and every time I read anything about him or interviews with him, I just like him more. I've never read anything that didn't make me actively like Billy Joel more. So maybe that's why. I don't think that's it, though. I'd kind of been intending to play this for longer ago than I read that article. Anyway, whatever. So what we first heard was The Killing of Seven Nation, an Echo and the Bunnymen and White Stripes mashup. Then we heard Love is a Piano Man, a Billy Joel and Amy Winehouse mashup. And that Billy Joel one in particular, I don't know how he's getting these vocals isolated so well. Did he get access to the master vocal track without any of the other music? I don't know. It's amazing how well it's like the production value is very high. Both of those came off the Spliced Crispies Volume 2 compilation, put out by Go Home Productions. And as always with the mashups, it is a free download. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, The Vaccines from London, we're going to hear a new single they just released. It's Put on a T-Shirt, the acoustic version. I liked the song when it was on the new album. I like it as an acoustic single, too. And you're going to like it, too, probably, because it's pretty good. So here we go, finishing up this episode of the show, The Vaccines, Put It on a T-Shirt, the acoustic version, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Come and make my mind up then, as you tied up my shoes. My ego sang me lullabies, my conscience sang the blues. It took me to a crossroads once and said I had a choice, but he couldn't hear me make my bed over his own voice. So if I climb the mountain now in my patent leather shoes, and I touch the hand of God up there, will you still help me choose? They tried to tell me you were cold, you're impossible to hurt. Now I've heard that said about the both of us. They should put it on a t-shirt. If that's true about the both of us, they should put it on a t-shirt.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Apache by Sean Lee's incredible tabla band, Chevalier by The Holy Drug Couple, and Midnight Part 2 by Horse Beach. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, or for other ways to contact me, look for the social links at the website. You'll even find a link to Spotify, where you can find playlists of the seasons, where you can just listen to all the songs I ever play without having to listen to me talk, assuming that they're in Spotify, which they increasingly are, but not always. Like that Ross McManus song obviously isn't. I went ahead and put in the Trini Lopez version just to, as a fallback, because it's pretty much just as good. Okay, we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
If I had a hammer and I happened to be a cop, then I'd bash your fucking head in until you dropped. I'd hit you with my fist and I'd get slapped on the wrist by the racist juries and the messed up criminal justice systems all over this land. And that's why I hate cops.
And finally, new rule, someone has to tell me why all the best voices speaking out against Republicans are Republicans. Even Trump's own people tear him down better than any Democrat. McMaster called him a dope. Mattis, a fifth grader. Steve Mnuchin, idiot. Reince Priebus, idiot. John Kelly, fucking idiot. Rex Tillerson, fucking moron. Gary Cohen, dumb as shit. Where are our potty mouths? The midterms are 52 days away, and we know what the Republicans are going to be running on, socialism. And one thing Republicans are really good at is they get in a room together, they come up with a line of bullshit, and they all repeat it over and over and over until even Tommy Lahren can do it. This year, they even taught it to Trump.
And they want to raid Medicare to pay for socialism.
But I still don't hear Democrats explaining that Medicare is socialism, and so are the other super popular programs like Social Security and the ban on denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. Socialism is the reason you don't have to bring your own highway when you want to drive somewhere. It's why there's a fire department to show up when your burning Nike spread to the house. Even Trump voters like their government goodies. So why can't Democrats all get in a room and come out with a single answer to the scary socialism charge? How about this for a slogan? He's not on our side. We're not socialists, you're traitors.